Yeah, most businesses don't consider your coaching unless you have that credential.
My guest today is Jamie Walker. As an ICF Associate Certified Life and Mind Rebel Coach, Jamie helps her clients ease their minds so they can live from their hearts. Jamie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Shafi. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely grateful for your time. And I'm always kind of curious, like, how did you get into this? Or just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. So my journey into coaching was something that I've always been curious about. I had a podcast years ago that actually spoke to other coaches and kind of was called the Roller Coaster Podcast, which is still ongoing. So that kind of sparked my curiosity. And it's funny how life just kind of falls into place for us. I was asked to help out with a marketing consulting for a coaching school. And as I was helping them out and doing the stuff that we discussed, I learned a lot more about the coaching industry. And it was, as I specifically remember watching a video of the coaching school. The founder was talking about the core of a coach and the values. And I had a very emotional moment and I burst into tears and I was like, okay, I hear my calling. And I got in contact with them and I got in contact with my contact, and it was no surprise when they heard that I wanted to look at being a coach. They're like, you? Oh, heck yeah, you're a coach. Come on in. So I had the pleasure of training with them for a year and then kind of took off from there.
That's awesome. I was going to go slow, but let's just go fast. What are some of your core values?
Oh, as a coach, my core values are authenticity. It's huge. humor is a big one. Playfulness. Those are my main three. And I bring that into every conversation that I have with my clients. And the big thing, too, is I'm really big on emotions and honoring our emotions.
Yeah. Emotional intelligence is huge. It's so important to feel your emotions, to move through them, because if you don't, we just end up know where they end up. You just bring them, shove them back down, and they come out in a different way.
Exactly. They've been scientifically proven to come out in different ailments, different illness, different pains, outbursts. And then the list can go on. And it was very difficult for me to learn that lesson, because I am somebody who intellectualized her feelings for years.
Right. I think I read something one time, like, if you sit with just that one, whatever's coming up at that exact moment, for 90 seconds, it will move on.
Yes.
And so we got this dog a couple years ago, and it was like, anytime you would touch it, right? And so I did this. After I read this, I'm like, I'm going to try this on the dog. And I put my hands on her, and she's, and I just kept sitting there. And after 90 seconds, she stopped. I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
Right.
I love that. What kind of dog was she?
The golden retriever. And then we have a boy golden retriever. And last October, they had 11 puppies.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I can understand her being a little full of emotions.
Yeah. The reason I asked about the core values is because I saw on your website that love, wonder, playfulness, authenticity, connection, and empowerment are your core values. And I thought it was really beautiful and interesting, because that gives somebody a really a quick, direct access into who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And as you know, like, in the coaching industry, I mean, there's so many of us out there, but there's also, it's important to find the coach that's right for you. And like, there's And because it's such a deep relationship that we get to build with our clients, and we get to hold such an immense deep space for them to help them through some of the toughest things. So it's important to know and understand your coach. And if that's my way of being like, here's what I am, and here's what I do and who I am at my core. And that's okay. If it's not for someone else, that's all right. There's going to be somebody, other coaches out. There's going to be someone else out there for them. So I always like to be upfront about it.
Yeah, it's true. And the good thing about that is you're not attracting the wrong people and wasting anybody's time. You're attracting only the right people. So definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
And so you're an ICF Associate Certified Coach, which is not like other certifications where you can just go and do a 1 month or a 1 day course. This is a much more detailed, in-depth process, right? What did that look like?
So the ICF, an accredited coach, their first level is you have to have a minimum of 40 hours of training done by a certified ICF school. And then you have to do 100 hours of exchange values with clients. And then you can write, then they're eligible to write their test. So their test is 3 hours in length. So there is a lot. Now, I'm lucky.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There's also your 10 mentor hours where you get mentored by
You're right. Yes, there is the 10 hour. Then I always forget about that piece because it's all included in my schooling. So I got trained to the professional level, but then got my 100 hours and then did the test. So yes, it was a lot to get through for a full year.
Good for you. That's amazing. I pull it out because it is easy to just go online nowadays and you can do it in an hour and get a piece of paper and it's really meaningless, right? Whereas ICF is the gold standard and anybody in the coaching industry knows this. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it is the gold standard. And I always like to say that by no means do you need it to be a good coach. I just know that it was my calling and I knew that what it meant to me and my future clients and what it means to my clients now is that they know that there's a standard that I'm held to. And if, you know, stuff goes sideways and I, heaven forbid, take an immoral stance on something, there's someone that they can report me to. And I kind of, by no means am I like, yeah, go ahead and like tell on me, but I like that level of keeping people authentic. 100%. And my clients know that.
Yeah. There's something else about it for a lot of coaches listening to this. So having that credential will actually get you into businesses and corporations a lot easier than just trying to send emails or cold calling.
Yes. Yeah. Most businesses don't consider your coaching unless you have that credential.
And so I guess another question would be, what would it look like to work with you? Do you do one-on-one groups or both, or talk about that?
I do strictly one-on-one. I'm a little bit of a different coach in that. And we hear that often in our industry where the big thing to go is for, you know, start one-on-one and go to groups, but I don't. So where I see that synergy and that magic happens with my clients is when I can go one-on-one with them and go deep. And groups are amazing for bringing like-minded individuals together. It is just not my superpower. My superpower is one-on-one.
Love it. Your story is a superpower. And so what a one-on-one container I saw that you have is called Reconnect, Rebalance, and Rise. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. So that is my 12-week flagship program that I work with my clients. And the reason why it's Reconnect, Rebalance, and Rise is because first and foremost, we got to connect back to ourselves. And we got to figure out who we are on that deep level. And it's not about connection, it's about reconnection, because you've already been connected and you are connected in different ways. And then once we can reconnect, you do the internal stuff, then we can start to balance out and rebalance your life. And then from that, then you're coming out of it and you're like, okay, now I'm rising to the potential of what I want to be in this life.
Whoa, I love that. It's so true, right? We get to rise up. On the day I was born, the number one song on the Hot Billboard 100 was called Rise Up. And I'm like, wow, that's magic.
That is magic. That's amazing. And look at what you're doing with your podcast, and look what you do.
Thank you. I guess, I don't know if this is a tough question, dude. I don't have to answer it. What do you consider your biggest strength as a coach?
Oh, my biggest strength as a coach is the depth I can hold for my clients and the depth I can go with them. So I believe that we cannot go as deep with another human that we have not gone done for ourselves and with ourselves. And my God, the depth I have been with myself and continue to go is incredible. So I've such a confidence in that.
Yeah. It's so important, I find, to do the work on yourself. And some people are just coaches, they're always coaches, but I find the majority is people who have gone through a lot, then they kind of got themselves out of it, realize how good it feels, and be like, hey, I need to share this with other people. And it sounds kind of like that's what you've been doing.
Yeah, very similar to what I've been doing, while still like being able to honor other people's individual stories.
Right.
So, but that's what I mean about the depths. It doesn't matter what the actions are. I know that I've been to the depths of who I am to date, meaning I can hold that space for somebody else.
Yeah. And can you talk about what is Saltastic Salt Therapy?
So that's actually, it's a salt room in Kemptville, Ontario. And salt therapy is whenever you can go in and you sit in a room and you sit there, there's salt all on the floor and they blast a certain type of salt throughout the room. And what it's meant to do is it's a health, wellness mechanism, and it can actually help you with things like your allergies. It can help you with if you have a cold. It can help you like really with your breathing. And there's so much more science behind it. But I decided to partner with them because I really wanted the opportunity to coach in person. So I was like, what better opportunity to do one-on-one coaching with people in a salt room, so they're getting not only their emotional and mental health being taken care of, but also their physical health.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like the trilogy of all three, right? It's you can't have one, the other one's out of balance, and the first one will be back out of balance. So what is, I don't know if this is yours, capitalisms? I thought it was hilarious, like capitalisms.
Yes. So that is a podcast I run. And I co-host, I co-founded. So it is a podcast about all the different isms that are kind of like effing us up in capitalism, in this capitalistic society, post-capitalistic world. And it's not directly related to my coaching, but it still is full of my personality. I have an amazing co-host as well. And we actually choose different topics. So at the time of this recording, we just released our latest episode is called We Love Men. It's Not You, It's Patriarchy. And we brought on another male guest onto our show and actually had a really deep conversation about patriarchy and how it's hurting not just women, but it hurts non-binary, it actually hurts men too. And we went into the history of it a little bit. We talked about a little bit of the Salem witch trials in there. We talked about our wonderful guest opened up what it's like and how hard it is to share your emotions as a man. The realities of when he steps into a room and sizing people up. The values, how he doesn't feel valued unless he's producing. Like all of these subjects we get to bring up in this podcast. And the goal is to just like give people the history and the knowledge to say, yeah, this is messed up. We got to do better.
I love it. I think it's funny that the men thing, it's not funny. There's like definitely like a stigma still where men can't show their feelings. But what I find is that I just go and do it anyway. But then the other men respond. And it's like they don't know they're allowed to, or they don't talk about it with other guys. But then when I'm here, it's like, and it's just, it's kind of not ironic or funny. I don't know what's the word.
It's you've given, because you're showing up, you're giving other people to show up, permission to show up. And it's massive and it's huge. And we need men like you and like our guest and like others to start doing that. Because us women, we're tired of sharing that, like carrying that mental load and that emotional load. But we can't just offset that to somebody that's not ready for that. By having somebody like you actually helps prepare men to receive that load.
Thank you. This is a balancing act, right? Like feminine and masculine. So the women need a bit more masculine. The men need a bit more feminine. Is that what I'm hearing?
I wouldn't go off and say exactly that, because actually masculine and feminine energies like live in all of us. And it's not, well, yes, okay, masculine feminine is a gender-based word, but they're not gender, it's not a gender-based entity. So you can have like women who are masculine, you have men that are more feminine. But it's about everybody kind of stepping up to the plate at this point.
All right. So we'll do it again. The men need more feelings. Is that right?
I think so. I think men don't need more feelings. I think men need to tap into themselves more and start to really honor themselves.
Beautiful. And so you said you can hold space really well. You have just a one-on-one container. How would you measure progress inside a coaching session?
That all comes down to who I coach and what their goals are. So every time to work with me, you do an intake form, you identify what you would like to look, what it would look like. You identify what it would look like to be successful. And then we can actually break that down within the 12 weeks. Now, oftentimes my clients get that less than 12 weeks, and that's amazing that we can build off there. And that's what I love about one-on-one coaching, is that it's the ability to make it so individualistic for that person.
Yeah, I love it. There's something about coaching that's just like, it seems like magic. You know that moment, right? Where somebody just, they don't realize it. You could tell they're about to say it, and then they like kind of look up and they're like, oh yeah. And it's like, click, you can see it. That there is like, woof, that's what we do it for.
And we get to reflect back their genius. Like, how cool is that? You get to like show somebody else how amazing and intelligent and emotionally intelligent they are. Like, it's just magic, like you said.
Beautiful. And then I guess the emotional, you talked at the beginning of emotion. So there's an emotional workbook you have.
I do.
You're going to give to our listeners?
I do. So I have Working With Your Emotions, an easy-to-use workbook. It's a three-step guide to identify, feel, and move through your emotions and actually get to the other end of it where all the juicy wisdom is there. And you can't get to that wisdom until you get through the emotion. And so I am somebody who intellectualized her feelings. Like, I was like the smart one that went to therapy. That I was like, this is happening. I know why. I see it. And the therapist is like, yeah, okay, but you're not feeling it. But I couldn't understand that. So what really cracked the code for me was when I started feeling my feelings and I was like, oh, that outcome. Oh my God, I would never have thought of that. And so it's like a little carrot for me to like be like, okay, no, feel your feelings, because this is your navigation system through this life. And it is going to give you something at the end of it that you are going to be aligned on your actions. And they're the most transformational actions. And because of this conversation, because I'm so honored to be here, I wanted to offer it to your listeners for free. So there is a code that they can go to my website, download it, and get this three-step guide for free.
Brilliant. We're going to thank you for that. We're going to put that in the show notes. And I think, yeah, the emotional thing is, like, I think as you said that, I just realized, like, then all of a sudden it changes your perspective on everything. And I knew that was happening, but I didn't really ever think about it. But just dealing with that, it's like it frees you up or something, allows you to flow and see things differently.
Well, I always like to think of it as, and you'll find it in the guidebook as well, about, you know, when we see a child having a temper tantrum and they're ignored, what do? They get bigger, they get angrier, they get more emotions. And your emotions are the same thing. When you ignore your emotions, when you stuff them down, they're going to come out bigger and worse in different ways. And then on the other side of it, because when we're talking about, like, I put quotes on negative emotions, because there is no, I don't believe in negative emotions, but just to kind of separate them. And then when we look at, it's just as important to anchor into that joyous, the joyful emotions too. So when you're happy, when you're celebrating, it's so important to also anchor into them so that your body understands what that feels like.
Yeah. Either way, you want to be present with the emotion. And then you, if it's not something you want to feel, then if you're present, you'll move through it, right?
Yeah.
And then the other way is, sounds like you're saying, like, stop in the moment and realize that there's this moment, right? Like, I always go back to my kids with this one, but I'll sometimes just, whatever it is, stop in the moment and realize, like, this is a really special moment, and I'm just feel gratitude in the moment.
Yeah. It's, and what you appreciate, appreciates. So what you focus on grows.
What you focus on expands, for sure. So I guess I ask everyone this question. This is Phase 4 Podcast, and Phase 4 in the 6-Phase Meditation by Vishen Lakhiani is all about creating a future 3 years from today. So where is Jamie Walker 3 years from today?
Oh, 3 years today? 3 years from today? Probably doing something very similar. Coaching incredible humans one-on-one to get them through their, to reconnect with themselves. Probably doing some talks internationally. And expanding on the Capitalism Podcast. Those are going to be the three things. I don't think, I didn't, not anything like big or huge or anything, but because I love what I do and I wanted to continue doing it.
Yeah, like once you find your thing, there's no should try to change it, just make it expand. I love it. That's pretty much my answer. Somebody asked me.
That's brilliant.
So we got that. One-on-one, not group, but how about a niche? Like, is there a specific person that you work with more than others?
I tend to work with women and people who identify as women, and they're cycle breakers. So they're finding their lives that they're wanting more out of their life, and they don't see others around them necessarily doing it. And I'm here to say that, you know, yes, there's a level of like you end up being like five people you spend the most time with, but why don't you make one of those five people you? And then you tap into your authentic self and then, you know, build it from there.
Yeah. Jim Rohn, you become five people you hang around with the most. It inspired a tool that I use in my coaching called, I call it My Five. And that's exactly what it was. It's just, hey, it doesn't have to be in your normal everyday environment, right? If you're stuck with certain family members that maybe don't agree with, you can go on YouTube nowadays and just go find five mentors, spend 12 minutes each with them, and that's 1 hour a day, and your life will change after a month.
Absolutely. And I find that people who identify as a cycle breaker, they actually have a lot of resistance in their like close circles at first. Where the, you know, people be like, that doesn't make sense, or that's crazy, or I don't understand what you're doing. And I have seen it time and time again, is that sometimes your biggest critics become your biggest cheerleaders when you stick on that path. And it's been a really incredible journey.
That's awesome. So cycle breakers, right? There's always one in every family or generation where you just change the pattern, right? Disrupt
exactly.
You and we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And so, again, Jamie Walker's a millennial mind rebel coach and a coach for cycle breakers. And so can you talk about what is a millennial mind rebel coach?
So mind rebel is actually a module that I actually know from my training. And the mind rebel, so that is through the Mind Rebel Academy. And it breaks it down where we go deep and we learn your different personas. So we learn about who your mind rebel might be or your what would be considered your inner child. We learn about who your guards are, your ego that shows up and, you know, they're not. And then we discover who your authentic self is. Now, all of these personas are so important because they make up who you are and they're all parts are equal. And that's what we learn. So we in this container and being a mind rebel, I have the education and the know-how to give that to my clients and help them, you know, understand, bring all of parts of them to like a round table and have their discussions about where they're going to go in their lives.
Yeah. It reminds me of Carl Jung and like the idea of integrating the shadow instead of just trying to get rid of it. It's it's a part of you. So yeah. Just integrate it and try to, I don't know, transmute that energy or whatever it is, but you have to integrate it.
I had an incredible moment in my life years ago in a deep meditation where I went in and I retrieved that darkest person. And I didn't even know that she needed to be saved or she didn't need to be recovered. And at first she was incredibly scary. And now she walks beside me in my life and she makes some really incredible decisions. She keeps me safe. She makes sure that my boundaries stay strong and they are so anchored in love. And she's like my secret weapon in this life.
That's awesome. How can you take the worst thing and make it the best thing? I don't know if that applies, but it's close.
It's close. But again, it's that idea of, yeah, your shadow self. You can't, one, you're not going to be able to outrun it. And you're going to sit there being shameful of it. Why? And if I understand why, because I did it for so long. But now I'm here to say that you don't have to do it.
Yeah, those lower frequencies, shame, guilt, blame, they're not where you want to live, I don't think. And yeah. And most of the time, it's someone else's belief, not all the time, but it's someone else's belief that we just kind of carry through life and don't even realize why you feel like crap or whatever it is, right?
Absolutely. And it's that societal thing that we almost get these like things thrown on us. And it's our job as we get older is to remove that crap and remove those veils so that we can shine brighter.
Do you think that would sell as a book title? Remove the crap.
Maybe it would.
What are some books that inspired you along your way in this journey?
The Soul of Money is a big one. And you can see her like back in my background. So Lynn Twist, The Soul of Money. That's a little bit more for entrepreneurs, talking about the energies of money. One of the biggest ones is actually Psycho-Cybernetics. And that is an old book. And like
Maxwell
one of
Maltz.
Maxwell Maltz, yes. Because that book started me on the journey of the theater of the mind and the power our mind has. And that was many years ago. Like I'm talking like my early 20s, long time ago. But it planted the seeds for me to understand how the brain is a mechanism.
Wow. So I always talk about books on here, give quotes, book recommendations, and I don't think I've ever given Psycho-Cybernetics because I just forgot. It is so good. So anybody who knows me listening to this, go get that book. It's written way back when, and the guy was like a surgeon, plastic surgeon,
mm-hmm.
and the reason he wrote the book, he couldn't figure out. He would change these women and make them beautiful or whatever, change their outside features, and the women would come back and feel like that they didn't look beautiful, but everybody else would say, yeah, you changed. So it got him into the psychology. So this guy wasn't even a coach or a psychologist.
Nope. But again, it's another example of somebody tapping into their path. And like, look at how many decades later we're still talking about it. And there has been addition after additions created with some really amazing stories of people who have applied these theories.
Yeah, I can't believe I never recommended that book because it is. It's one of my top. So thank you for reminding me.
No problem.
How about some maybe mentors? Like it could be someone you know or just even someone that inspires you? Or
so this is my number one person that I look up to right now as a mentor is actually Taryn Watts, who is the founder of the Mind Rebel Academy. It is a small boutique coaching academy, but how she coaches and how she's the one who created the Mind Rebel methodology, and how they train their coaches is just incredible. They allow such amazing space for people to tap into who they actually are, knowing that that's what this world needs. And her as a businesswoman too, and watching it flourish and watching it grow has been incredible to watch.
Yeah, it's true. So I have to disclaim this next phrase because it might get confusing, but coaching as far as sports coaching. That's what you're doing. You're trying to draw the best out of each player on your team. But I have to disclaim that that's not the same as actual life coaching. It's something totally different, right? Coaching for a sports team, you're telling them what to do and then drawing the best out of them. Life coaching, we're kind of just asking questions, reflecting it back. And did you realize you said this 27 yeah. times?
And they've taken, and I was trained in this academy to have, like, you know, tap into the intuition that is happening. Tap into watching how someone says it, the energies that are happening. And tap it, like, if some other superpowers that could come forward too that you might have as a coach, use them. They're yeah. all welcome.
This is why my company, Next Steps Academy, that's why the tagline is your stories are superpower, because everybody has a different story. Like even identical twins, they have a different story. And so maybe songs I heard when I was 10 or people I met when I was 20, all these unique experiences get us to where we are right now. And there's ways to jump in there and pull out the gold that can help you help someone else.
Absolutely.
All right. So I guess as we begin to wind down, if this episode resonates with you, please like, subscribe, share, follow, but no hard sell. And reach out to Jamie. You want to have an ICF certified coach. Jamie's your girl. And I don't know. Jamie's your woman. Yeah, that sounds better.
Either one.
And I guess before I kind of ask my final question, I always let the guests take it wherever they want. Maybe a message of hope, something you're selling, something I didn't cover, or something we don't know about you, maybe.
I think one thing that some of your listeners, and if you guys want to work with me, is that there is absolutely no topic that is taboo with me. If you are looking for a coach who is not going to be shocked, or you want, you know, you're afraid of something, you have nothing to worry about here in my space with me.
I love it. That's like the best compliment you can get is, and it sounds like you get it, is that you have a safe container and people feel safe. So yeah. That's huge. And then my final question is, how can people reach you?
The best way to get a hold of me is Instagram at WalkerXOXO, and also my website, which is walkercoaching.ca.
Beautiful. Jamie, I'm so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate this so much, Jamie. And this is such a wonderful conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.